All right, and here we go. We're going to start the Two Coworkers podcast. We've been talking about it for a couple months now. We've been debating about it in our own little cubicle space, and we just decided, why not? Let's put it on a podcast, right? So my name is Alex Hernandez.
My name is Mineta.
And we just call her M because nobody could pronounce it, right?
Exactly.
So moving on, we're just going to talk about topics that come up while you're in the office. So, like, the reason why we started this podcast is because we keep debating back and forth, and I made M cry several times.
Please.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, no, it's debatable. But anyways, we talk amongst ourselves all the time, and we just decided it would be probably best to just put it on a podcast. That way we can get back to work and focus on what's important, right?
Right.
Right. Right. All right, so first off, in the news, we're here located in Los Angeles. So
kind of.
Well, outside, 10 minutes outside of Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, we're technically in LA, but if you ask anybody that actually lives in LA, they're like, "Oh no, you're the Valley."
Well, I mean, LAUSD stretches beyond the Valley, right?
Yes. You're right.
The Valley is Los Angeles County. Am I right?
Well, no. The Valley is still technically L.A. It's just that people
see?
From L.A.
Los Angeles County. LA. L.A. County. So we are L.A. Anyways, moving on. LAUSD just ended their strike, like, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was the first day that the teachers were back.
Right. So, and you are familiar with the PTA, which has some insight, I guess, into the LAUSD strike.
Well, I don't know if I would call it insight into the LAUSD strike, but I mean, we have they you know, the PTA is made up of parents, teachers, students. So
PTA, parent teacher association. Yeah,
exactly.
Makes sense.
Right. So, you know, you're at the schools and, you know, you're aware of what's happening. So, I mean, there was obviously a lot of support for teachers. But the PTA is a nonprofit organization that didn't want to take a stand.
Okay.
So that kind of caused a little bit of a riff between the teachers and the PTA.
Oh, you mean to tell me the teachers are going against the PTA?
No. I'm not.
What?
I'm not saying this.
You heard it here first.
I'm not saying this. You know what? I cannot speak for the PTA and I cannot speak for teachers. But, you know, there has been some sentiment of, you know, the teachers feel like the PTA should have supported them more. But I do know, like, plenty of parents were, like, out there on the picket lines, you know, with the teachers and all of this and right. showing their support. But they felt that the organization itself should have, you know, made a public announcement in favor of them.
Maybe they were pissed off because their kids were at home. Because a lot of kids did not go to school during this time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
I know my kids didn't go.
I heard of schools, like, they only had, like, 1/3 of their students attending. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, I guess, because, you know, I think the PTA didn't really want to take a stand because you still have to work with LAUSD. You know, it's not like...
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But, I mean, LAUSD, the strike is over now. Apparently, they got a tentative agreement, supposedly, because they just wanted to agree to get back to work. Rather, I don't think the contract is actually fully signed yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think they made an agreement so that the teachers could go back to work, but I think it's all very tentative still.
Yeah,
but I mean,
because they honestly still don't have their full-time counselors, right? They still don't have their full-time nurses.
And that's probably going to take a while to do. Because you have to, I mean, you would have to hire, I mean, you could start off by giving the existing, you know, counselors and nurses full-time status. Because I know a lot of them haven't had that for a while.
I would like to know the amount of parents that didn't know that their nurses on campus were not full-time.
Well, you didn't know.
I had no idea. I thought they were all full-time. I thought all the nurses and the counselors were all full-time and they were always there.
I mean, I've worked at schools where they had a nurse for 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. So, I mean, And for a lot of people, it's like, well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, the nurse doesn't really do anything. I've heard that a lot. But
we're not saying that nurses don't get.
Yeah, I'm saying what I have heard. But you know, there's a lot of kids that have medication that they need to take, or have, you know, special needs that, you know, have to be met.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a nurse on, you know, on staff, then.
Well, I don't want to spend all episode talking about the downer that LAUSD is.
LAUSD is a downer. It's I could talk about LAUSD downer. For days.
I'm so done with LAUSD. Oh, wait. My kids still go to LAUSD.
And your kids are starting at LAUSD. They still got what?
One has six more years. Another one has, 12. Oh.
You are just about done with LAUSD.
Just almost there.
And honestly, it's such a huge issue that I have no idea, like, where to even start fixing LAUSD. I mean, some of these issues are, like, ridiculous.
You can't fix it because it's way too big and there's way too much that we don't even know about.
But, there has to be a way. How can these multinational companies function that are much bigger than LAUSD? But LAUSD, that by comparison is a smaller organization, can't function.
Leadership.
I think that's the problem. I think there's too many administrators doing nothing. Because honestly, it's like some of these schools have four vice principals, and it's like,
I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. But I got something more important to talk about.
What's more important than LAUSD and the future of your children?
I went to public school. I was fine. Anyways, something that's more important, way more important. Netflix. See, Netflix is having a hard time keeping The Office on its airs. Can you believe that?
I do believe that.
How many times have you rewatched The Office episodes?
Actually, I have never watched a full episode of The Office.
We're going to stop this podcast. I mean, I can't with you. You have never seen The Office.
I have seen parts of episodes of The Office. I used to, you know, when you would see reruns on TV back in the day, you know, when TV was a thing, I had seen parts of it.
You guys at home can't see my frustration. It's really frustrating in here. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you at home don't even want to listen now. They don't want to listen now.
Look,
You've never seen The Office. You're an abomination. Anyways,
I have tried.
Netflix is trying to keep it on the airs, but it's going to be very, very expensive.
Here's the thing about Netflix, though, and I think it's, The Office is what, their most popular streaming show, like, ever? It's their most popular, Possible. And I think, like, Friends is, like, number three or something like that. So, with this whole division, with Disney coming into it, I think Sony is coming into the streaming service as well. You know, they're pulling some of their best shows.
Well, you know why this is becoming an issue with The Office. Disney starting their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know who is now? NBC. NBC Universal is going to start their own streaming service.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to do their own streaming service. And you know what? And it kind of, I get it. It makes sense for businesses, but it kind of sucks for the consumer. Because now, you know, I already pay for, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. I also pay for Funimation. But
I think I'm just going to go back to cable.
See, that's the thing, that these things keep breaking up more. And it's like, you know, we moved away from cable into these streaming services because it was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And now cable is seeming like a cheaper option again. Although I got the hookup with someone, so, you know, it's a little cheaper for me.
Of course.
But, you know, it's like, and that's going away too.
And then you're going back to your black box too.
No, I don't have that. let's not get the FBI involved, okay?
Just kidding.
So, you know, it's like, you know, there's too many streaming services now. And it used to be really nice to just have one place where I could see all my shows. And now I have to jump from, like, channel to channel app. Which, by the way, all tend to be very glitchy. I hate them.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that later. I don't want to talk about this anymore. You know what I want to talk about?
Wait.
What?
Netflix still. Did you hear the whole Bird Box controversy?
What about it?
So, because I know we talked about Bird Box and how you watched it, right?
Of course, I've seen the movie.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so how was a good movie in all of this,
right? It was a really good movie.
So they had some, like, they got into some drama because...
Well, just for disclosure, I watched it and not once did I ever think, yeah, let's go outside and blindfold myself and walk.
Yeah, so that was one of them. That was one of the of the controversies. But, you know, people come up with stupid stuff all the time. But no, the bigger one was that some of the footage that they used, like, to show, like, what was happening on the news and all of that...
Right.
...was footage from this, like, real-life disaster that happened. And, you know, the people from that town were upset that Netflix was using this footage for entertainment. And Netflix was like, well, we got it from a stock footage...
service. Yeah, I mean,
so
is it a controversy?
Are we just gonna call everything a controversy? No, it was a controversy because, you know, they were asking for Netflix to take it down, to take out that portion, and Netflix said no
because they don't have to. If they were to go to court, you think they would win? Or they, you think Netflix should take it down for sympathy support? Like, what are we talking about?
I don't, you know, honestly, I don't know how big of a hassle it would be to edit it out. I really don't. It doesn't seem like it would be that big of a hassle. But then again, you know, you run a slippery slope of, like, then every time somebody complains about something.
Exactly. It's like everybody having to apologize for something they said 10 years ago. Like Kevin Hart. Remember when he said some homophobic stuff like 10 years ago, and then now he can't host the Oscars, or he bowed out of the Oscars because of what he said, and he already apologized for it several years ago.
You know,
it's like it's crazy.
Though I think it's, I mean, I think everything, obviously everything is a gray area. There's no black and white. There's no right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if somebody said something, you know, that was offensive, even if it was a while ago, they should apologize for it and acknowledge that they were wrong. But, you know, people change, and that's a good thing. So if you, you know, had, you know, said things that were offensive or whatever else, but now you acknowledge that, hey, I shouldn't have said those things, you've grown as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, accept your mistakes, apologize, and move on.
Hmm. Yeah, well, who cares?
Honestly, there's so many of those. I honestly didn't even follow the Kevin Hart one.
Well, on to the other important news. You ever plan on going to Mount Everest soon?
Oh, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, because I totally love hiking.
It should be on your bucket list.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not. I hate hiking.
If it is on your bucket list, you might have to wait a little while anyways. Because China just closed off tourists from going to Mount Everest. You know why? Because it's dirty, bro. It's dirty. It says China plans major cut in the number of Everest climbers because it's in dire need of a cleanup.
Really?
Really. It means everybody that goes there leaves all their trash all over the place. It's like, put trash cans up there, right?
You know, but I would think that the people that are climbing Mount Everest are like nature people, and they would care about, you know...
Well, not if the cleanup includes their bones. How many people have died trying to climb Mount Everest?
I mean, isn't it kind of like a touristy thing now?
Maybe.
Don't they have like special like guides and I don't know what?
It says right here, the cleanup efforts will include the recovery of the bodies of climbers who died at more than 8,000 meters up in the mountain. See? I told you. Bones.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, no, it's probably freezing cold, so they're probably not decomposing
as fast. Okay, this took a dark turn, okay?
Come on, everybody's seen Dexter.
Come on, no, we're gonna get, like, you know, we're gonna have to apologize for this 10 years from now.
All right. The last news topic that I want to cover,
mm-hmm.
It's very important. It says, billionaire Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross doesn't get why furloughed federal workers are lining up for food banks when they could just arrange for a loan from their bankers.
Oh my goodness. I heard about this morning, and mm-hmm. It was... That is so ridiculous. And that just goes to show you how some people are so disconnected from the reality of a lot of Americans.
I don't get it. I mean, just on like on its basic level, if you go to a bank... and you show that you're not getting any income right now, and you show that you don't have much money in the bank anyways, how do you get approved for a loan?
You don't. You don't. I mean,
because we're talking about furloughed federal workers who, or not even federal, in some cases state workers, where they're not getting any income. They didn't save money. A lot of them didn't save money. A lot of Americans don't save money.
A lot of people can't afford to save money.
A lot of people can't afford to save money. Like people here in Los Angeles, where the cost of living is crazy high.
Rent is ridiculous.
Rent is crazy high. So how are they supposed to get a loan?
See, this is what I mean. This is so... And it happens a lot. You know, not just about, you know, oh, why don't they just get a loan? Or why don't they... Like, it's people outside of, you know, the group of people that are struggling, it seems so easy to them. Like, why don't they just do this? You know, like, that sort of pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality. Well, that's not... That's a lot easier said than done, you know?
Yeah. So it says here that Ross's direct quote was, "I know they are, and I don't really quite understand why." I mean, he's speaking about how they're struggling and how they're struggling to keep going because they're not getting any income coming in. So he says, "I know they are, and I don't really quite understand why. Because as I mentioned before, the obligations that they would undertake, say, borrowing from a bank or a credit union, are in effect federally guaranteed." What does that mean? Federally guaranteed, meaning you don't have to pay much interest or something? I mean, I don't understand that. Why would banks do that? Banks wouldn't do that.
I don't know. Because it sounds like he's implying that there's a special, you know, program that guarantees them a loan by the government. I don't know, but I mean, I've heard all sorts of stories of, like, you know, I've heard people trying to apply for unemployment and getting denied because they're like, you have a job, so you don't qualify for unemployment, you know.
I wonder what this does to the unemployment numbers.
Nothing, because they're not technically unemployed. They're still employed. They're just working for free. And I mean, a lot of these people,
they're going to file for unemployment.
They can't. They don't qualify. They still have a job. Unless they're fired, they don't, you know, qualify for unemployment. Because even if they quit, they still don't qualify for unemployment.
This is 800,000 workers.
And a lot of these, like, I was watching a story of this TSA agent that she was saying that a lot of her coworkers don't come to work anymore because they can't even afford a pass to go, you know, for the drive to the airport. So, you know, it's a tough situation. They don't, you know, they don't qualify for unemployment. You know, they were talking about how, I think you said, like, they were trying to apply for food stamps and all this. But that takes months.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know that.
It's not a quick thing.
All right, you qualify. Wait, you're supposed to wait for something in the mail?
You have to apply, get processed. I think you have an interview as well. It's been a while since I looked at the process, but... But it's not a quick process. It's not a quick turnaround.
Interesting.
So, I mean, it's a tough situation, and it doesn't seem... Didn't they... They rejected... The Senate rejected some proposed bills, didn't they, about it?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's all...
Wait, did you hear about the Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi little fight?
No, I didn't.
Little scat.
What happened?
Nancy Pelosi doesn't want Donald Trump to do the State of the Union address.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it says here, Donald Trump is postponing his State of the Union address after Nancy Pelosi pulled invitation, bringing the government shutdown fight to new heights of pettiness. That's interesting. Have you ever heard of our government being this petty? I mean, I knew it was. Like, I mean, they do, like, history and documentaries about how petty some of our leaders were.
You know what?
But not like this.
You know what? I think there has always been this sort of level of, you know, pettiness and just politics in general. But I think it hasn't been as public before. Mm. I think it's always happened. It's just hasn't happened in the public eye.
It couldn't be like this, though. This is ridiculous. And I would like to look up how long a shutdown has actually lasted before this.
This is the longest one.
This is the longest
one ever? This is the longest one. I think the one before this was 24 or 26 days.
And it's still over a wall, right?
Yes, it is over. It's over $5.4 billion. So apparently there were dueling bills to reopen the federal government, and they both failed in the Senate on the 34th day of the partial government shutdown.
At this point, it's like, is a wall really that important?
That's the thing. This wall is so stupid because it's literally about a literal wall. Mm-hmm. Because they have already agreed, yes, we need border security funding. And wow. I think they wanted to do 1.something billion, but not for a physical wall, because physical walls don't work. The places that do need walls, like the border of, you know, Tijuana and San Diego, mm-hmm. there's already a wall. There's already miles and miles of fences. And the places that don't have fencing, it's because they have natural borders.
Meaning
it's kind of hard to put a fence there when there's a huge, you know, gap in between.
Like in the middle of the desert?
Exactly. So it's like, you know, there's more useful things that can be invested in, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the virtual walls, I guess they're saying.
Yeah.
That's like cameras and sensors and all of this. So, I don't know. It just seems something stupid to get hung up on.
But where else is he going to put his giant tea?
Honestly, this is just because he's trying to fulfill the freaking campaign promise.
Well, I mean, it's admirable.
It was a stupid promise to begin with.
It was a stupid promise, but he's got constituents. I mean,
what is it like 60% or something like that of illegal immigration happens over by visa overstays? Like 40? What is it? 40?
Probably 40%
or something like that. I gotta find the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's all getting so ridiculous. And I honestly, it's like every day there's something. And it's like, I don't even want to listen to it anymore.
Yeah, it's becoming, how do you say it?
A shit show.
Clusterfuck? It's just becoming increasingly annoying, and I don't want to talk about it.
And exactly.
Nobody wants to talk about it. And then he just keeps going.
And the thing is, it's like everything is so polarizing. You can't have an opinion about anything without pissing somebody off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have anything else to talk about, to be honest. What about you?
I don't know. I kind of wish we had ended this on a little bit of a happier note. I'm going to go see Glass today.
Ooh, let me know how that is.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that for the next episode. We'll review some movies that we saw.
Yeah, we promise. It's not always going to be like politics and news. It'll hopefully be something a little funner.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun thing about this podcast. We could talk about whatever the hell we want.
Exactly.
Right. So that's it for this podcast. I'd like to thank you for listening in. And if you have any ideas or any questions or comments or anything you would like us to talk about, please feel free to message. We'll have a link somewhere for you to message.
Yeah, as soon as we figure out how all this works,
we'll put it up on, I don't know, Facebook or something, and then you'll be able to message us directly, and we can answer any questions you have or comments.
We need to do that. We need to get like a Twitter page.
We haven't even done that yet.
We are so not equipped to do this.
Well, we'll be better for our next one. All right. Well, so we'll see you later. Em, you want to say something?
Yeah, I guess see you next time, whenever that is.
Yeah, see you next time.
Bye.